exciting. We're finishing the sefer today, Mr. Finishing the sefer, just in time, because next week we can prepare for Chanukah and for his Hisbaidus and Hadlakas Neiros, all kinds of good things. So we're on the bottom of page Resh Nun Tes. So the Vilna Gaon said such a strong thing that if a person is not working on Tikkun HaMidos, Lama Lo Chayim, there's no tachlis to living. Why live? So that's a very shocking thing to say. We were talking about that at the end last week. That the Gaon said such a strong lashon. But once we realize that the Vilna Gaon is not talking about just the that stage of Tikkun HaMidos where I'm getting that self-help book and not being angry or not being lazy or other bad stuff. All that's we learned is very, very important. But what the Vilna Gaon is saying with those words, Lama Lo Chayim, what's the tachlis of life? Lama Lo Chayim. What do you mean, Lama Lo Chayim? There's many other things in Yiddishkeit besides fixing my midas. There's Shabbos, there's Yontif, there's Sukkah, there's Shofar, there's a lot of stuff. Yiddishkeit's a big thing. What's Lama Lo Chayim? Lama Lo Chayim. But once we understand this entire maimer that we've been learning, which is really, really so, so basic and important, that the avoda of midas is not be'ikr, it's not the end result. I mean, that's of course the ikr is it should come out to the end result. That's the goal. But the road, the way to tikkun midas, the avoda of tikkun midas, is to uncover that reality that we don't see with our eyes. That I'm be'etzem, I'm not a balkaz. I'm not an angry person. I'm not a lazy person. I'm not a selfish person. I'm not a narcissist. I'm not a greedy, arrogant, terrible person. The reason that I'm behaving sometimes that way, there's no question that I have these midas and it's a mess. But the etzem of who I am, the other side of the wall, the part of the table that's covered with the tablecloth is elokus. It's elokus. It's pure. It's like the pach shemen that was untouched, the jar of oil in the Beis HaMikdash that had the seal of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol means Hashem. It was sealed with the seal of the high priest. The Kohen Gadol is Hashem's. And you and I have that within us that's sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. It's not selfish, that's not lazy, it's not angry. And what the Gaon is saying is that if you don't get to the bottom of things, Lama Lo Chayim. Because then your Shabbos is also Nishkan Shabbos. Let's face it, your Sukkah is Nishkan Sukkah. Yeah, you get the mitzvah, you get points and whatever, you get stuff in the next world, you get prizes, but it's not it. It's not it. The bottom of page Resh Nun Tes. Shekhen Avoidus Hamidus Ein Rak Avoda Al Hamidus Ashliliyos. Avoidus Hamidus is not just like trying to fix some broken things, the bad midas. Lagam Al Hamidus Achiyuvius. It's about lifting up everything in my life. The good things about myself too could be a million times better. If I would connect to where the good things inside of me come from. All of the kaiches that I have are not my own. It's not just that, oh, Hashem gave me some good midas and he gave me some bad midas. You know, he gave me some good characteristics that they're nice things about me, and then he gave some really like bad stuff that he wants me to fix. I mean, that's how most of us think. That's how we were raised thinking. It's much deeper. to what can this be compared? La'adam yesh tinok. A person has a baby. And since him and his wife are going to work, they have to find a babysitter. Kan nitzavas befanav shtei efsharius. So there are two possibilities. All the kachas called baikir is atinuk lahavi lebesav mitapelas. Either every morning we take the baby to the babysitter's house. Olahavi mitapelas lebeso. Or the other choice is if you could have the babysitter come to your house. Kasha mitapelas higil lebeso shaladam. There's a big difference. And if you can get B, it's much, much better than A. If you can have the babysitter come to your house, it's much better. And there are many differences, but the big difference is Kasha mitapelas higil lebeso shaladam. When the babysitter comes to your house, Hayimashu kan bebayis shayachla. Does anything in your house belong to her? Klum. Klum. Nothing belongs to her. Nothing in the house belongs to her. I mean, there are many babysitters that help themselves, but nothing in the house belongs to her, especially your kid. Does not belong to her. Kol echad mi'itanu yesh bo milus v'chesoynus. What's the nimshol? Every one of us has milus and chesoynus. Good things and bad things inside of us. We see. Kishanachnu mizahim shiyesh b'sechein amidas. When we look inside of ourselves and we see that we have certain midas. B'nisyachis keregel amidas atoibas. Let's talk first about good characteristics, good midas. Im hein shalanu. Did I create these? Do they come from me? Adim Yochalaimer, a person can say, Ani Moidlak Hashbrochan Osmi is Isamita Toiva. A person could say, I really thank Hashbrochan for giving to me, like it's my house. In other words, bringing the baby to the babysitter's house. I can say, thank you, Hashbrochan, for giving me these things, for giving me these nice characteristics that I happen to be. In certain ways, I have a nice about this, I'm generous, I'm kind, whatever it is. Thank you for giving them to me. They're mine. But on a deeper level, Hashem did not give us those things. This goes back to what we were learning 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. It's not, you don't live in the, you're not the babysitter in the babysitter's house. Hashem invited you into his house, into that midah that's called chesed, vur, teferis. That's what we learned a few weeks ago. He's not a guest. There's a little piece of God that it's in the babysitter's house. That's not where you and I live. We don't live in our own homes. We don't live in our own little pathetic lives. We're Jews. And we live by the Baruch Shalom. Gam Hamidas arose. And that's why you see that especially when it comes to Hanukkah, when there's a chiddush that you light the menorah in your house. So there are two ways of looking at that. You could either say, wow, that's really cool. Hashem, like the Beis HaMikdash is paying me a house call. The Beis HaMikdash is coming to my house. Or you could say, I don't know how this works, but my house somehow has been brought into the Beis HaMikdash. And this menorah is the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. There are two ways of looking at it. And it's a huge difference. Gam Hamidas Aros. What about bad midas? Hagash Baruch Hu Huzeh Shenato Oysan Ba'adam. L'forma Af Adam Moisiv Elayim Midilei. So a person thinks, well, Hashem planted some of these bad midas inside of me. And okay, I've added oil. I've added fuel to the fire of these bad midas. V'azav Adalso Kamesh Nehmeh B'Yosef. And therefore, my avoda is vayonas vayetza chutza. Like Yosef, he had to run away. He ran away from Paro's house, Potiphar's house. He ran away from Potiphar's house. All of Lot says, "Me osam malkum, I got to get out of here." B'midos achiyuvius utzarch lehikanes Yosef. When it comes to good midas, I have to go deeper and deeper into that place. When it comes to bad midas, I have to run away from that place. That's the true perspective. That means when it's a good midah, I'm seeing that part of myself, of Elokus, that light that's shining in Hashem's place, I'm seeing that. And I have to try to enter more and more and more and deeper into the rooms of Hashem's palace, because that's where I live. What about the bad midas? The bad midas are only what I've made them into something which is bad. It's Hashem's house. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Chayid, Yesod, Malchus are the same midas. So what is the avoda of Vayonas Vayetze? Of getting out, of getting away? Kasher Adam Tayfes is Advaram Amayk. When a person thinks about this deeply, Leirak B'Maychai, not only in his brain, Lagam B'Libay, in his heart he feels this. He begins to live with a true and clear and correct understanding of life. Mahi oisa tfisa, what is this understanding? Not like the people who say that Hashem does everything. So since Hashem does everything, it's not a matter of my free choice, and I have no achrayis for anything. The truth is, Hashem has brought every Jew into his palace, into the Heichel HaMelech. Therefore, all of the koiches, every koich that I have, it just comes out. It comes out in a bad way. But every koich that I have is Hashem's. I'm in Hashem's palace. I'm in the world of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, and so on. I'm in Hashem's palace. Not that Hashem tossed me some good stuff and bad stuff. I'm in Hashem's palace. I'm in the world of Elokus. That's where I live. I'm a Jew. U'beheichalo kulo omer kavod. I'm in Hashem's place. Ha'avodehi la'kirzos. Our avodah is to know this. Ulishtamish machelik shenigla la'adam. Now, in my day-to-day life, I see parts of myself that are good and things about myself that are bad. That doesn't mean that they're, God forbid, coming from a bad place, or they're actually bad. It means that I've used my free choice to misuse that koach that I have, that I have by being in Hashem's world. That's my choice. That's what's revealed to me. In other words, that's what I see. And I'm using this. My choice is to be mizdabek more in the actual midas of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes that are holy and pure. And to run away, to run out of that revealed use of the mida that I'm messed up with, to run out of that, like Yosef running away. By stripping it away from me, the chibur and lamokam hachiyuvi, and attaching these very same midas to the source of where they come from, which is Elokus, which is Hashem, because I live in Hashem's house. Imkang, The beginning, therefore, of working on one's midas. The beginning of working on one's midas is knowing what a midah is. What is it? What is a midah? B'chol tchum sh'adam nechnas elav, who mishtad l'fneichen l'havin is teichnai, v'ez derech p'ulaso. Anytime a person goes someplace, well, let's say, he gives an example, adam nechnas l'lin haig b'rech, if a person doesn't get into the car to drive, if he wasn't taught what everything in the car, how it works, what everything in the car, what it means, what the buttons mean, and what everything means in the car. So if we don't know what a midah is, if we don't know what midos are, then what does it mean to fix them? I have no pretenses. I make no pretenses about fixing anything in the car. Because if I open up the hood, which I've done every once in a while, because, like, you know, there's an old Jewish comedian that would joke about that, how, like, when a guy opens up the hood, he right away starts to fiddle and to fix, and he starts to take out, and he happens, of course, always to have his screwdriver with him and a wrench, and he's doing, when a Jew opens the hood of the car, he just looks inside and goes, like, hello, nice to meet you, what do you do, what are you about? There's no Indian of what to do with any of this stuff. Like the tzaddik that I work out with was telling me the other day, actually was telling me yesterday, that the same old Jewish comedian, that he has a whole routine. He says that when you go to a gym, so there are goyim in the gym, there are Gentiles, and there are a couple of Jews. The difference is that you look by the goyim, this guy's got like 400 pounds. He's heaving up this, and this one's going, and this one's, and he says this one's, and there's like one yid. And he's sitting on the bicycle and he has a drink in his hand and he's just pedaling, you know, like a little bit and waving to a friend of his across, yeah, uncle. So if you don't know what to do over there and what each thing is for and you're not working with it, then it's the goon shish helfen. Anybody that goes someplace and there's machines, you go step into it, you have to know what to do and how to do and what it means. What's it for? How does it work? So Kulona writes him, writes Samachalov. Kulona writes him, Leikonis Laolam Shalavadis Hamidus. Every Eilech Yid wants to enter into the world of Avadis Hamidus. It's actually the newest Sefer from Rav Schwartz was just, it was just sent to me. I got it last week. It puts all of his Svarim on Midas together, on Avadis, everything together in one Sefer. It's absolutely the most amazing Sefer. I didn't finish it. I'm like halfway through. It's unbelievable. It's going to be coming to New York probably in a week or two, I guess. It's going to come around. It's unbelievable. Hakaras hanefesh, otzmas hanefesh. Knowing one, recognizing, understanding one's soul and empowering oneself. It's everything brought together in Avodas Hashem and Tikkun Amidus. It's like all of us swarm into one. I think these were 12 shiurim, I think 12 maybe, I don't know, 10 or 12 shiurim that he gave to a chevra of women. 12 shiurim that he gave to a chevra of women, and it was made into a sefer. Hafladik. So everybody wants to work on midas. Kulana writes in Likonis L'Olam Shalavaydis HaMidas. V'achein nechnasnu. And we have entered into that world of Tikkun HaMidas. Kol echad lefiarcho, each person on his level. Ach yesh nahakdome sherashis ech nechnasim lemidas. But the truth is that there's instructions of how to go into the world of Midas. There's a hakdome of how to enter into Midas. Lahavin ke'eneni nechnas lemidas sheli. Now this is the difference. All of the books that you get about Midas, they're all wonderful. And we learned last week that, and they could all be very helpful and they should be used. But all of those books, they're all talking about Hamidos Sheli, like the child's workbook from school. Hamidos Sheli. So each one of us feels that we have that little workbook and here's my Hamida that I have. Say a good Hamida or a bad Hamida. Hamidos Sheli. Zo. Zo. Somebody just sent me a message. What's the name of the sefer? It's not in English. No. It's in Hebrew. And Hakara Atzmis Nafshis Otzmas HaNefesh. I remember the title. It's got four words in it. But it's not in English. It probably at some point will be translated, but it's not in English. It just came out in Eretz Yisrael in Hebrew. Just came. Oh, Yechiel sent from it. Hakara Atzmis V'Hatzomas HaNefesh. Hakara Atzmis, knowing myself. Hakara Atzmis V'Otzmas HaNefesh. Otzmas HaNefesh. Recognizing myself and strengthening, empowering my soul. That's the name of the sefer. I have a taiva to do that after this, but I already made up my mind. I don't have to share with you my OCD stuff. So we think that we got a manual, or a little book. It says Hamida Sheli. We come up from school, and mommy asks you, Yanko, what do you have over there? And you say, I have this little workbook. It's called Hamida Sheli. My teacher said that I'm a lazy good for nothing, and this is my Hamida. It's called Atzlus, laziness. Hamida Sheli. And you have a workbook that has all kinds of how to become unlazy. That's a big mistake. But that's how we do it. That's all of the Avada Midas was always, and it's right now as we speak. There are thousands, tens of thousands of wonderful, wonderful Jews who are looking through the Hamida Sheli workbook and trying to get better, which Kol HaKavod. They're trying to get better. The Hagdama to Avodas HaMidas is this sentence, La'avin ke'eneni nichnas l'midah sheli. I'm not taking the babysitter's house. Eneni nichnas l'midah sheli. Ella l'midah shel bar yoylam. I'm entering into Hashem's midah. Shogila li chedek m'men, which is partially revealed to me, partially known to me. I have free choice. I have to find the elokus. But the human side of it is known to me, that I'm lazy. That's how it comes out in my life. That's what I've done with it. That's the human side. That's the side that's called midah. But the low midah, the einam ha-midah, the elokus, it's not in the manual. So the fact that it says Hamida Sheli, it's not true. It should say what mead it is. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Chayit Yisrael. What mead it is. Or the Shivim Kohei Chesed Nefesh of the Vilna Gaon. Whatever Mahalach and mead is from Kedusha. But Shmaim, Ruach, Afar. But it's Hashem. Elo lemida shel bari olam shugila lichelik b'men. Kasher advarim halolim misyashvim reishis kol b'mayche shel adam. When this truth becomes clear in a person's mind, lach miken b'libay, and from the mind it works its way deep into the heart. Ha'adam mekabel oy megodol shel kasher ben leben b'ayvei. First of all, it ties a person up every single minute of his day, of his life, to Hashem. He lives in Hashem's house. He's not some miserable person in Mitzrayim that has this problem, this inyan. The Himamish lives in Hashem's Baruch's house. So there's a strong kasha. Madua. Kasha odam sovish midas sheyesh bay. When a person thinks that the midas that he has, kedugmas midas ahav, like the midas of love, a person that's a loving person, he thinks zu amnam matanish and nitni lo me bay olam, and he feels that this was a gift that Hashem gave me, the ability to love. And I got a nice dosage of it. So I'm a loving person. Avakei zu midas shalai. Now Hashem gave it to me. Hashem took his hands away from it and he gave it to me. He gave me a piece of something that's called love. And And I and I'm grateful that he gave me this gift that I'm able to love. And then Hashem walked away. Like a person that gave his friend a gift, but then when your friend, after the friend gives you the gift, that it belongs to you. It doesn't. It's not his. He gave it to you. Then the Mida itself is no longer connecting me to the one who gave it to me. It's a gift. I'm grateful. But it's not like we're holding on to it together. It's not like it's something that we share. It was given to me as a gift, and now it's mine. Al pi halacha, he can't reclaim it. It's a matana gemura. It wasn't a matana al manas lahachzir. It's a complete gift, and it was given to me. And so, aval kasher hu mezahes shemidas ahava sheyesh bo yenena ahava shelo. But when I know that my capacity to love is not, it's not Moshe Weinberger's capacity to love, that my ability to love, God is still holding on to that. We hold on to that together. We share that. That means that my capacity to love is infinite. Because God didn't toss me a crumb. I'm in his house. He's holding on together with me. I'm his. Therefore, my ability to love, even though it could be that I'm a person that's been beaten to a pulp, and there's no reason in the world that I should be able to get up and love anyone ever again the rest of my life, but I can. You know, there are people, lo aleinu, who lose a spouse, and I've had conversations, lo aleinu, with people like this, and they say, I'll never be able to love anybody. I'll never be able to have some. And I always say, you can. It doesn't have to be the same way of loving, but you can love somebody again. Sometimes back in high school, When I was a lot younger, there'd be a guy and a girl that they were crazy in love, and they'd break up, and each one said, I'll never be able to love anybody. I'm going to be single the rest of my life. And they said, come on. You're going to be crazy in love with your husband. You'll see. You'll be crazy in love with your husband. It's going to be okay. But that's not true. Why do you think it's not true? Because you think that you have a piece of love, and you used it up. No such thing, chaver. No such thing. The love that you and I have is holding on to that together with the one who created love, and that's God, and it's infinite. And therefore, I can love again. Even people who came out from the Holocaust were able to love again after they met the Malach HaMavis and everything was taken from them. They can love again. I've seen that with my own eyes. They can love again. It's infinite. Mamish infinite. Elahava ein seif is midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu shu ein seif. Infinite, without end. Therefore, when I look at my granddaughter, and I'm meshuga in love with my granddaughter, then I have to know that craziness that I have for my granddaughter connects me to God. Because this moment that I'm loving my granddaughter, I'm doing that together with God. I'm doing that together with Hashem Zabach. Which is the locus, the godliness of that midah of love. It's not I have this limited little thing that gets used up, that I have the oil of Hanukkah kept on going. That's the miracle of Hanukkah. It doesn't get used up. And you know that eight means forever. It doesn't get used up. It doesn't get used up. My kids sometimes say, I remember that one of the things in the house was that One of my daughters, so I'm always meshuga with her daughter, crazy. And when she was expecting a second child, she said, "Daddy, I'm worried you're not going to love this baby as much as you love, you know, the first one. You're not going to be able to love." So I said, "Chani, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. You're going to be able to love." Mr. Hashem, the child should be born and be healthy. You're going to be able to love that child infinitely. And so will I. Infinitely. But our problem is we don't think of ourselves as infinite. We think that we're a little jar of oil and it only stays lit for one candle. We don't know. We don't believe that it's infinite. It's infinite. Ain't self. Infinite. I experience it as something that has a boundary, that has a border, that has an end. Because I know that I also sometimes love things that are bad for me. You have a person, he loves to eat too much, he loves to drink too much, it's bad for him. But that even when the love is being used, you're using your part of that love in a way for something that's self-damaging. But you can get out of that. That's why I always believe that a Jew can get out of any addiction. A Jew can get out of any addiction. I don't know, I can't speak for non-Jews. I'm not one. Baruch Hashem, I'm a Jew. A Jew can get out of any addiction. And I've seen that. A Jew can get out of any addiction. There's no such thing. It could be the doctors would say that you're talking about, you're an idiot. And that's all true. But I believe in the Torah. But I believe in the Torah. A Jew can get out of any addiction. No Jew is stuck. Every Jew is a Yosef HaTzadik, Vayonis HaYetzi. He can get out. No Jew is stuck. No such thing. No such thing. Any addiction. A Jew has infinite kaiches. Infinite. A person who's loving the wrong things, he doesn't have to get rid of his capacity to love. He just has to stop loving the wrong things. He has to take away that manifestation of love that's not wholesome, that's not healthy. But the fact that he's a person that has this capacity to love, that's very healthy. Don't stop loving, just stop loving your beer, and stop loving your joint or something. Stop loving the wrong thing, but don't stop loving. And we unconsciously do that all the time. I will add some kerch ahavish and nigla, that if you've been fortunate enough to uncover, to recover that part of you that loves. Nigla love ma'ilam ha'ein sofi shalahavet. That comes from, love comes from the infinite world of God. That's where you live with Hashem. It's infinite. It's infinite. That's why right now you're crazy in love with something that's bad for you. You love something that's bad for you. You could be in a bad relationship and you don't know how to get out of it. And you say, I can't get out of it. It's not true. It's not true. Because that capacity to love is infinite, and the strength that you have to overcome that unhealthy love is also infinite. You just aren't empowered because you don't believe in that. But if you believe in it and you enter into that very, very deeply, you could overcome that. You could end that relationship. And if there's some inappropriate or unhealthy way that this love is expressing itself, that's what you have to deal with, not to get rid of the etzem, the actual love, but to redirect that love, and to remember that it's not my love, it's God's love, and because I'm not the balabas over that love, it's Hashem. When I enter deeply into the world of davening and avoda, I can overcome that negative expression of love. And I could reconnect to the one who I live with, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and use that love in the way that I'm supposed to be using that love, which is in a healthy and productive way. Amana Bereshis HaDvarim. Sheitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yesh Bechina Shel Ein Gvul Bechina Shel Gvul. We learned at the beginning of this Maimer that by the Rabbani Shalom, there's a Bechina of that which we see has certain limitations that we see in our life. And there's Ein Gvul. Hashem is unlimited. The Torah Kadosh Yesh Bechina Shel Ein Gvul Bechina Shel Gvul. And we learned that in Torah also, that there are specific mitzvahs that have all the halachas and everything. There's a gvul, there are boundaries and borders. But there's that aspect of the mitzvah that, of course, is infinite. It's without boundaries and borders. I only see the tefillin that I'm holding on to. I don't see what the tefillin are. What the tefillin are is infinite. It's infinite. I don't see that. The tefillin has a specific shape and size and so on, but I don't see what it really is. The more you learn the secrets of Torah, the more you understand, the more you're coming into contact with the Elokus, the infinite, infinite dimensions that are without dimension, without measure. The gam benafshe seinu yesh b'chinas shel gvul v'shel ha'ein. Ha'ein gvul shel benafesh. And so it is in a person's soul. In each and every one of us, there's that which we see, the characteristics, the personality, and so on. And there's which that is that part that we don't see. It's ein gvul. It's without without boundaries. It's infinite. Ba'oisai mokum shanachnu megalim es ha'gvul, anachnu megalim gam es ha'ein gvul shel benafesh. And it's all the same, comes from the same infinite God. Gvul, ein gvul, mida, ein mida. Hashela ech mistaklam ala gvul. The big question is, how do I look? How do I understand this thing that's called gvul? Gvul means the border, the boundary. Im ani mistakla ala gvul kipshutai. If I look at the boundary as I look at the border, kipshutai. In other words, that it's a border, it's a boundary that I can't pass. It's a gvul. That's impassable. It's an end. As an Ererak is like, well, then all I see is the gvul. How does a person look at death? How does one look at death? Death is scary, but it can become terrifying if you look at death as being an end, an absolute end. There are people during this time of COVID where they've become completely, completely immobilized by the fear of death. It's a scary thing, Corona. They become immobilized by it. But the emes is that that's only if you see death as being an absolute border. A Jew shouldn't look at death in such a way. Even death is not the end. On a deep level, it's really the beginning. It's not the end. It's not the end. It's not an impassable border. What does that mean? Because you think, well, I never saw anybody come back from there. So that's how you think. It's a gvul and it's impassable. You can't cross it. But if I look at every single part of myself, every midah in my shebenefesh is something which is ein sofis, because I'm living in God's house. This is God's midah, and it's infinite. Rak nigli li chelik mimena. I only see a certain manifestation of it, a certain part of it. The same way that my life, my soul is infinite. It's forever, my soul. I only see it for 70, 80, 90 years of Zunan Sons. That's what I see it. But my soul is not something. My soul is from before it came into my body, and my soul is after it's in the body. I only see it for a couple of years. I only feel it for a couple of years. But my soul is much before my body, and it's after my body. I only experience it for a couple of years. And it's not that Hashem gave me a little piece. Hashem brought me into his infinite world. Then a person reveals in every single midah another way of connecting to Hashem, of becoming more and more at home in God's house, of feeling more at home in that world of Hashem, of being more and more connected, even with the struggles that I'm having with my negative midas. I'm not just dragging around in the filth and the dirt. There too, I'm in Hashem's house. Kamuvan shahakesher hazela ein saif, rak echad min hakshar. There are many ways to become connected to Hashem. You become connected to Hashem by looking at the sunset. You connect to Hashem by looking at a flower. You connect to Hashem by a beautiful poem. You connect to Hashem by a beautiful friend. There are many, many ways to be connected to Hashem, to get deeper and deeper in that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Be'etzem HaBriya Kulei Oifan Echutim, the truth is that everything that exists is a thread, is a chut, is a rope. And Hashem is holding on to that with you. Everything that exists, when you look at that flower, you just don't see the thread that connects it to God. But every single thing, when you smell that flower, you're smelling God. Everything that exists, everything, is a chut. Ksharim, knots, connections, ropes, everything. Gisharim, bridges. Gesher, kesher, everything. Bridges, attachments, ropes. Echla gilas kasha, through this flower, if I pull on it, I get to Hashem. If I pull on my kid, it takes me to Hashem. If I pull on the sunset, it takes me to Hashem. Everything. Ksharm, ksharm, echla gilas kasha, mitzias ein saif baruch hu. To get to that infinite reality that's Hashem. Everything is a rope that ties me. And my midas also. Everything. Certainly every word of Torah, every word of davening. Last page, Reisam Abbeis. Bidvareinu Eile Nisinu Lahanik L'Shoimim Kitsei Chut Bilvad. With what we've learned here in the Sefer, and particularly in this Maimah, I've tried, the author says, to help you to somehow hold on to the end of that rope, the end of that thread. Histaklus, it says sichlus, but the word should be histaklus shirashis al amidas kulan, to look at our midas in a deep way, in a real way, what they really are, of who we really are. Because everything about myself, if I pull it, it's God. If I go to the end of it, if I go to the end of it, it's Hashem's Baruch. If I follow the clues, you know, like in a scavenger hunt, they all take me back to that place. Everything. Everything. It's all Elokus. It's all God. Me'amidus ha'gvulias and mitzvos eicha adam mekashus asma. Me'amidus ha'gvulias and mitzvos esel benefesh. How one not only should one not dread working on midas, that, oh yeah, I got all these bad things inside of myself. How am I supposed to fix this? I got all this messed up stuff that God gave me. No, it's not messed up. Yeah, you're using it in a messy way. You could have the most fantastic car, but you know, if you don't know how to drive it, you're crashing into the garage, you're knocking over people, you're killing people, God forbid. You don't know how to use your car. You could have a washing machine, and you don't know how to use it the right way. Or you have a microwave, and you're putting your silverware in the microwave, and it's bad. You're making a fire. It's bad. My friend years ago once had some Russians who came straight from a village in Russia. They came to America after the whole mess with Chernobyl, with the nuclear reactor explosion. And my friend said that he didn't know what was going on. He kept them. It was a funny thing that he heard the toilet flushing like 1,000 times. He asked if everything's okay. It turns out that they were taking their shirts and their laundry and they were putting it into the toilet and they were, because that was like a hamtza'ah they never had in the shtetl. So he said, like, you know, we have a washing machine. You could, they saw like rushing water, and I don't know if they lost some stuff. Maybe they lost their gotchkas over there, but they saw this as a washing machine, but it's not. It's a toilet. It makes things go away. It doesn't make things clean. It makes things dirty. So what are you going to do? You have to know how to use the stuff that you have. You have to know how they work. The beginning of Tikkun HaMidos is to know what Hashem gave us. He didn't just give us. Hashem said to each and every one, "Kum Arayin, come here. Come over here with me. This is who you are. You're living with me in this world. Use these things in a godly way. Learn how to use these things in a good way." And when you do that, then every single thing in your life is going to bring you closer and closer to me. And you'll realize more and more how you have much greater kaiches. You're much stronger than you ever imagined yourself to be. You're much greater than you ever imagined yourself to be. You don't have to go to a million lectures on self-help. You don't have to do all that stuff. You have to enter into the deepest, deepest part of who you are, because I'm here with you in that place. And everything I give is right here. We're using it together. So, Baruch Hashem, it's a good way to end the Sefer. We began this Sefer together with the Sam Chevra in Yerushalayim a couple of years ago, and now we're ending it. And unfortunately, I'm not in Yerushalayim right now. Some of us are still not there. But Hashem Yisbach knows that we want to go back. And on a deeper, deeper level, when all this will be over in Hayinu Kecholmim, it will also be made clear to us in a way that we can't understand right now that we never actually even left Yerushalayim. We never really left. We never left. What that means exactly, that we never left Yerushalayim, we never really left Yerushalayim, and really the Beis HaMikdash was never destroyed. Really it was never destroyed. Really we never left. Really, those people in our life who died, they never died. Be'emes, be'emes, be'emes. Hashem should open our eyes to be able to know that and to feel that in the deepest way. Until that day of Nigla Kved Hashem, Ro'o Kol Bosei Yachtav Ki Pi Havai Yediber, we should be zeichet to see. We should be zeichet to see. V'nigla kvayt Hashem, kipi Hashem bibe. We should be able to see with our own eyes this truth and to hear the words of truth coming from Hashem's mouth.
Amen.
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 We should be healthy and strong and well.
Mazel tov.
Okay. Mazel tov.